Chapter 60. The Time of Trouble. In vision I, Ellen White, saw the people of God leaving the cities and villages. Orders had been given that they must forget their strange religion, give up the seventh-day Sabbath, and worship on the first day of the week. The commandment-keeping people gathered in groups and lived together in lonely, faraway places. Holy angels protected God's people and gave them food and water, while the wicked people suffered from hunger and thirst. Then I saw the leaders of different countries counseling together. Satan and his angels were busy around the leaders. I saw a law that was sent to different parts of the land. The law said that at a certain time, the people who kept holy the seventh-day Sabbath could be killed. The righteous people stayed calm, trusting God. The righteous people had faith in God's promises that a way of escape would be made for them. In some places, before the time the law said the righteous people could be killed, the wicked people tried to kill the righteous people. The wicked people failed because holy angels who looked the same as soldiers fought for God's people. Jesus told his angels to protect his holy people. God would be honored by showing non-believers he would protect the people who obey his law. Jesus would be honored by keeping his promise to take his faithful people to heaven. Soon, I was shown the righteous people suffering great agony of mind. The wicked people seemed to be all around God's people. God's people did not seem to have a chance to survive. Some of the righteous people began to fear that God had left them to die by the hands of evil men. Angels of God were all around the righteous people to protect them. But the righteous people could not see the angels. Large crowds of evil men pushed to get through this circle of holy angels. Evil angels urged wicked men to kill the people who were still obeying the Ten Commandments. But before the wicked people could reach God's people, they had to get past the circle of mighty, holy angels. The wicked people could not get past the holy angels. The angels of God were protecting the righteous people. God's angels pushed back the wicked people and the evil angels. The cry for deliverance. This was a time of terrible agony for the righteous people. Day and night they cried unto God for deliverance. Everybody thought there was no possible way for God's people to escape. The wicked people were already shouting in triumph, "Why does not your God deliver you out of our hands if you are his people? Why do you not go to heaven and save your lives?" The righteous people did not listen to their enemies. The righteous were struggling with God the same as Jacob struggled with God. Holy angels wanted to deliver God's people, but God told the angels to wait a little longer. The people of God must have their faith tested. God's people must surrender their will completely to God, the same as Jesus surrendered to God. Holy angels faithfully continued to protect God's people. God would not allow his name to be dishonored among the wicked people of earth. Soon, God would show his mighty power. God would gloriously deliver his people. For the honor of God's name, God would save every person whose name was written in the book of life and who had patiently waited for Jesus to come. The righteous people were having the same kind of experience that faithful Noah had. God had shut Noah and his family in the ark. Noah had faithfully warned the people of his day. But the people had laughed at Noah. Then the rain poured down and the flood came. The people were drowning in the flood. They saw the ark riding safely on the water. The people remembered laughing at Noah. They knew that inside the ark, Noah and his family were protected by the God most people had rejected. I saw that the people of God who had faithfully warned the world of God's judgments would be delivered. God would not allow the wicked people to destroy the people who had refused to obey the law of the beast or receive his mark. God would protect the people who were waiting for Jesus to take them to heaven. I saw that if the wicked people were permitted to kill the righteous people, Satan and his evil angels would be happy. All people who hate God would rejoice. Satan would feel he had won a victory over God in the last closing struggle. Then Satan would rejoice over the people who had waited so long to see the Jesus they love. Those people who have laughed at the idea of the righteous people going to heaven will see that God cares for his people. The wicked people will see the glorious deliverance of the people who have obeyed all God's commandments. The righteous people left the cities and villages. The righteous people felt they would be safer in the deserts and mountains. Wicked people tried to kill the righteous people, but angels of God protected them. The righteous people prayed day and night to be protected, and God heard them.